16 years after that. August 16th. I love my backyard. It's small and not much to look at. Just a few flowers, a stone path, a bird bath, a hammock, and a shed for tools. But it is my heaven. I can spend hours here reading, relaxing, and practicing the yoga Red and Mr. Canis have recommended for my stress. Well, I don't actually do that, but someday I could. In my backyard, there are no headaches, no lawyers or judges, no negotiations, petitions to the court, bail hearings, and hung juries. There are no meetings with the mayor, no reporters digging for a story, no campaign dinners, and no elections. Lying in my hammock, I can forget about how the brownstone needs a new roof, and the neighbors are making me crazy with their construction, and how our dogs, Bono and Edge, need a bath. And best of all, for a brief moment, I can forget that I am the mother of two lovely but extremely difficult girls. The younger, Emma, is a lot like Daphne at that age. Funny, kind, precocious. But unlike Daphne, Emma enjoys antagonizing her sister. They don't have the relationship that Daphne and I had. Most of the time, they can't stand to be in the same room. Admittedly, Allison is a handful. A total grim. 6 months ago, she turned 14, and along with the presents came a surprising change in attitude. Suddenly, my sweet, loving, happy child has turned into a teenager, headstrong, rude, impatient, and forever embarrassed by her parents. It was as if sometime in the night, goblins had snuck in and replaced her with one of their own. Daphne says I was exactly the same way, but I don't remember myself being so self-centered. Well, Daphne will be a lot more sympathetic soon enough with her twins. Basil's the smart one in this family. He says he's going to be a bachelor for life. I just have to laugh. Love does not allow you to make plans. I remember what I used to say about marriage, but... Suddenly there was a scream. Sabrina threw down her journal and reached under the garden table, where she had duct-taped a dagger. Yanking it free, she dashed into the house. If it was them, she would make them pay. They had made threats lately. She had seen their mark in the streets. She would not let them harm her family. She dashed up the stairs two at a time, then darted around the corner, running as fast as she could down the hallway. Emma was waiting by her sister's bedroom door. "The spaz won't open up," Emma said. Sabrina tried the doorknob but found it locked. "Allie, open the door." But Allison didn't open the door, and the screaming didn't stop. "She's probably just got a zit, Mom," Emma said. "You know how dramatic she can be." "Allison, I'm coming in right now," Sabrina shouted, then kicked the door, ripping the lock out and sending it flying open. "Wow," Emma said. "You have to teach me how to do that." Sabrina charged into the room, fully prepared to face a monster. But all she saw was Allison, looking right at her, tears streaming down her face. "What? What happened?" Sabrina said.
"Mom," Allison cried. "Mom, I need you."
Sabrina peered around the room for intruders, then quickly hid the dagger in the pocket of her shorts. "What is it, honey?"
"It's horrible."
"Did Parker break up with you again?" Emma said. "Emma, stop teasing her," Sabrina snapped. "And Allie, stop crying and tell me what's wrong." Allison turned her back on her mother. Sabrina saw something begin to poke out of the back of Allison's shirt. There was a loud pop, and then there were wings. Huge, glorious, pink insect wings. They fluttered at a fantastic speed and lifted Allison off the ground. She hovered in midair awkwardly, elbows and head slamming into the ceilings and walls. "That's no zit!" Emma shouted.
"Mom, what is going on?"
Allison sobbed. "Honey, I know you are a little freaked out right now."
"A little? I'm turning into a bug!"
"I bet you're gonna grow pinchers next," Emma said. "You're not turning into a bug," Sabrina said. "Now both of you calm down. I promise everything is going to be fine. Your father will be home soon from the castle and..." "The castle?" the girls cried. Sabrina sighed. She wanted to go and hide in her backyard. He'll be able to tell you what you are.
What am I?
Allison cried. Sabrina cringed. You're a fairy princess. Allison burst into tears.
I don't want to be a fairy princess!
Emma's eyes were as big as full moons. Wait, if she's a fairy princess, that means I'm one too, right? Sabrina nodded. O-M-G, Emma said, then did a little tap dance on the bathroom floor. Girls, I need to tell you some things about our family, Sabrina said. Have you ever heard of the Brothers Grimm?